The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shay.
Hey, good morning. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pacey Jamie.
Good morning.
We're the Biggs and Barr Show. Thank you for tuning in today. Hope you're doing all right. We got lots to get through. Ottawa's best humans are getting nominated pretty steady now, which is nice.
I know there are lots of them.
If you aren't aware, we are asking for people to nominate others that they think are going above and beyond in the category of good human behavior, regardless of the task or their job or whatever. If someone's being a good human in these times, we want to know about it and we want to celebrate it. All right, so you can call our Dougie line.
613-216-3849. That's 216-Dougie, D-U-G-Y.
And I believe there's now a place to enter on the website, too, yes?
Yes, sir.
Shay? Yeah. So just go there and... do we know which category it's in? Contests?
Probably contests.
Either way, find it there.
I will look and find out.
All right. And so we're going to celebrate a couple of them. We're also going to talk about the Tiger King, because how can you not?
Yeah, it's... I was reluctant to start watching it. And once you start, you can't stop.
You just can't stop.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You cannot stop. So Shaq is getting
Shaq's
some questions.
Taking some heat. Yeah, he's stupid.
Which is unnecessary.
I love Shaq.
Who doesn't love Shaq? You know, he's up there with like Tom Hanks. He's somebody everybody's got to love.
I love Shaq.
Yeah.
I will almost watch anything with Shaq in it.
Yeah, there's
like,
not
quite
much.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched him eat hot sauce the other day.
Just watching him eat. Oh, there's that
show.
Yeah, that time when he tries not to I'm going to try not to flinch.
Yeah.
Not going to make a face.
No, not going to make a face.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, Chuck.
All right. So we'll discuss why he's taking heat. Also, I had quite the adventure yesterday.
You did, yes.
Oh, boy.
I'm surprised you're alive to tell about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's not a whole lot of faith in my ability.
No, nothing with your ability. Just the what happened.
I went swimming.
Yeah. Odd time to go.
Outdoors.
Yes. Even odder.
Not in a pool. So we'll share that a little bit later on 7:40. Right now, Stone Temple. Sorry, Jesse.
Sorry, the Ottawa's Best Humans thing is right on the front page.
Oh, perfect.
1061shay.ca. Just click on it.
Easy to find. Yeah. Thank you.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
The number one form of entertainment for the planet during this lockdown.
Yeah.
Has been Tiger King.
It really has.
The amount of memes, people tweeting about it, talking about it, everyone I run into, even both of you have watched
it. Oh, yeah. I'm not finished it yet, but...
Me either.
I got a couple more episodes left.
But... This is just supposedly him singing.
Apparently not even him. It's another couple guys, one of whom is dead now.
I could tell it was him from the second he started singing.
I don't know.
It's not. Anyways.
I think it is.
He's a guy that owned a wildcat sort of zoo.
In Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah.
Yeah.
And
so many good things.
He's like the most southern, like mullet, handlebar mustache.
Gun-toting.
Gay dude. Which adds another twist to the story. But it's a eight-part.
Yeah. Hold on, I think I have six and seven to watch.
Because this guy's life has been one of the most
crazy
train wrecking. The whole story is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And we don't want to wreck any of it for you, but you need to go watch Tiger King.
Well, he's in jail now. Yeah, that you would learn in the first episode anyways.
Yes. But it involves other guys who
murder
own zoos.
Murder for hire.
Yeah, a woman who's like his arch nemesis, who owns she calls a big cat conservatory sanctuary, which is a joke itself.
But in all of it, there's a clip that runs where Shaquille O'Neal is
like
walking.
They're using it as a way to prove how popular this guy was.
And so Shaq is taking some flack for being friends with the Tiger King, which he claims he is not.
Because, here, listen.
So we go in there, and it's a beautiful place, and the character that was there was Exotic Joe. We take pictures with tigers. We went back a couple times. Then we go back another time, and we found out that he's involved with all this stuff. And then, I stopped going, but I had no idea all that stuff was going on. I don't harm tigers. I love tigers. I love white tigers. And do I put donations to these zoos to help these tigers out? I do it all the time. Do I own tigers personally at my house? No. Again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend, don't know him, never had any business dealings with him, and I had no idea any of that stuff was going on.
Which is
That's fair. That's what he. That's completely, what the zoo is there for. Yeah. People have visited it.
Exactly.
But Shaq. Eh?
Yeah.
Poor guy. The best. He's got no work because there's no sports going on. Yeah. He's got to go defend himself for walking through a zoo.
Like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I will watch anything almost with Shaquille O'Neal in it. You know that show where they have people eating chicken wings and tasting all the hot sauces?
Yeah.
I watched that the other day, which then spawned me talking to my family about his old show, Shaq Versus, which is great. So I watched the entire episode where he raced Michael Phelps in swimming. It was awesome.
Yeah. That was a great show.
Yeah,
it really was.
And you know what? He was pretty good at stuff, too.
Of course, he's a very athletic man.
The swimming was pretty funny because they had a relay race where Shaq was the anchor, almost literally. No, he was actually pretty good at swimming, but his teammates were three women's Olympic gold medalists, and they all raced Michael Phelps.
Yeah. And he was by himself.
By himself. It was like a... I guess 200 meters. So he did the whole 200 meters with different strokes, and they had four different people, and Michael Phelps still beat.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a great
show. Close.
So if you are still looking for something to do, which a lot of you are, and you don't have Netflix, you have to watch. You
watch Tiger King.
You have to watch it.
It's not like other shows where you're like, oh my God, I got to know what happens next. You're just like, it ends.
And you don't know what happens next.
You don't know what happens next. And you just watch the next episode starting thing countdown. You're like, yeah, I'll watch another episode.
Yeah, it's true.
And then it ends and you're like, I'll watch more.
And then if you eventually finish Netflix, which may happen, you can just go on YouTube and look at Shaq eat hot sauce or swim.
Just watch the best of Shaq him and Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah, there was a compilation of them insulting each other, too. It's awesome.
It's the best. They're so entertaining.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You know, local business is definitely going to suffer through this, but we like to highlight some of the ones that... I don't know. Just help out.
Yeah, for sure. Why not?
One that I go to all the time, just down the street from us. Papa Jack's.
Oh.
The popcorn.
I could talk about Papa Jack's for days.
Ottawa's
and that's
popcorn
not a line.
King.
Now, to be fair.
Yeah.
To be fair.
You two have been talking about Papa Jack's popcorn for months.
Absolutely.
Months and months.
So, this isn't even us having to support a business we haven't been. You guys don't swear by. You know, not that we of course, do that as well because all the businesses need help right now. But you guys won't shut up about this popcorn.
Ready?
You
ready for this?
Okay.
The Papa Jack's regular butter popcorn is the best plain popcorn I've ever had.
It's great.
It's my favorite in life that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
In your entire life?
It's favorite in life, yeah.
Even better than movie popcorn?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Something about it.
Movie
it got
popcorn,
me.
Too salty.
Yeah.
Still good.
Yeah.
Of course.
But too salty. When people, like before this, stay away from people phase of our life happened, when people would come to my home, I would make a point of stopping by the Papa Jack's factory store, which is here just
down the street from
literally
us.
Literally a minute
on
from
Thurston,
the radio station.
Yeah.
And I would buy at least $20 worth of popcorn, which sounds, $20. No, for $20, you get like popcorn that should last a normal human being 2 months.
Okay. But it would be your children visiting and they would eat all of it.
Yeah, we'd eat all of it in the weekend.
And you can get so many other things there as well. Like you can get like Cheesecake Factory cheesecake.
Stuff from Saint-Hubert.
Saint-Hubert.
Yeah. But they're popcorn.
They're popcorn. So Papa Jack.
According to these two.
Yes.
It's amazing.
I've never had
it. It's amazing.
You think one of you would have brought me some by now, but it's okay.
You know what? And I do.
It's all right.
Often when I'll get it, it'll be on a Friday, and I'm like, I'll bring some to work on Monday. It's gone.
Yeah.
I don't have any more.
Okay. So, yeah, help out your local businesses. If they're open, my favorite Chinese food place closed.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
That in sucks. Manitic there. I was like, I can't wait to order Chinese for them every day. Wing Lee. They're gone. Not forever, just for the moment, but... That made me sad. So if there is a business that you enjoy, a restaurant or whatever, help keep them open.
Yeah.
Give them business if you can. If you can afford it, obviously. A lot of people tight right now. But do what you can, including Papa Jack down the road here.
They have the smallest dog I've ever seen. This little puppy.
Yeah.
That sometimes is around the store. I guess.
Puppy Jack.
It's Puppy Jack.
Yeah, Puppy Jack.
I don't know its name. Yeah. But it is so small, it's like smaller than my shoe. It's the cutest thing.
You can't take the dog. but you can get the popcorn.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions, please. 762-555. We'll answer as many as we can.
Do you feel everyone with a license should pass a road test every 5 years? No, I absolutely do not.
No.
I think that would be an incredible cash grab.
Yeah, and obnoxious.
And a waste of time.
I think maybe when you hit a certain age, but I think they do test them, don't they? When they 80?
Yeah, maybe it's 75. You have to do like, I remember my dad had to go and do like just the visual tests to renew his license.
Oh, okay.
But not like actual road tests.
Do any of you collect hockey cards?
No.
No, I never did.
Really? I still have a...
I tried when I was a kid.
Boatload somewhere.
Remember those... Not in years. You may not, Jamie, but you remember those OPG sticker books? They still have those when you were around?
I remember OPG cards,
yeah,
but not
so
the sticker
these
books.
Sticker books where you collect all the NHL teams. Like, they had a, each thing had a page, and then you, once you got the package of stickers, you would buy the book, and then you'd put them on the thing. So I used to do that.
Where does the saying son of a gun come from? I didn't know.
I looked it up.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah. It's originated as son of a military man. Mm. And from the British Navy.
If you're born on a boat.
They used to allow women on naval ships. And if the child was born, it was in the ship's log. It was written down as son of a gun. So I guess, I don't know why it's a negative.
I always thought it was a softer way to say like,
son of a bitch. Yeah. It is.
You son of a gun.
I'm sure naval men didn't have the highest rep with their behavior when they docked into ports and stuff, probably.
I see.
So they were probably like, this guy's a son of one of those guys.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. Do you prefer hard liquor or beer? Sorry, Jason.
I like liquor, to be honest. Yeah. Makes me feel less bloated, but I like a nice beer.
Which question did you want to read before I so rudely cut you
off? Oh, what's your prediction on when this COVID-19 dying off? This person is thinking around June. I've been saying for a while now, probably about a year or so.
Now what, though? Like the disease dying off?
Oh,
or
I don't
how
think
we're
it'll
living
ever go
right
away
now?
No, I think it'll always be around. They'll hopefully have a vaccine for it.
Yeah, I saw something yesterday that said Johnson & Johnson going to start human things in September.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. Human trials.
Yeah, so people have been asking that, and I when I tell them I think about a year for stuff to try and like start to get back to normal, they seem to think that's a little long. I don't really think it's that long.
Well, it'll be a progressive thing.
Yeah, like it won't all happen at once.
No,
but like for you to get back to like how you felt last November or something.
Yeah,
maybe about a year, maybe longer.
Yeah,
man, you gotta hurry up. The lottery office has to open because I'm gonna win the lottery today.
How are you going to win it when I'm going to win it?
I don't know. Crazy.
But it's useless to win it right now. Because I'll be like, I want to cash my check and get the hell out of here. I'll move to Alaska and live in a fort. Can somebody build me a fort in Alaska in 2 days? I don't think that's
unlikely.
Possible, is it? No.
No.
A lot of favorite movie questions. We said before, we don't really have favorites. There's too many. Now that you've been in Ottawa a while, what does Ottawa do better than Toronto and vice versa?
I don't know.
We hadn't lived in Toronto for a while either. We lived in the GTA.
I worked in Toronto for like 17 years.
Yeah.
And I worked here for like 8 months. But I don't know. I'm not really a big comparison person.
No, it's very similar. They're both major Canadian cities.
I think it's a competition.
It's not like we moved here from the Netherlands. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was 4 hours down the highway.
We're just still in Ontario.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same.
People love hearing people compare things. Yeah. Like,
for sure.
What I have noticed is
bigger, so a lot more congestion.
Yeah.
Traffic's a lot better here.
This city's sprawl in Toronto doesn't end. Here it does.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Toronto doesn't end.
No,
any direction. Like, it just goes forever.
Toronto has a superiority complex.
Sure.
Ottawa has an inferiority complex.
Yes, that's very true.
Just be Ottawa, man. It's okay. It's cool.
Yeah.
You don't want to be Toronto anyway. It stinks.
Your grace. I love Toronto, but I also love Ottawa. I'm learning, as you get, it becomes home. It's our home now.
Yeah, so, just like where you live, man. It's fine.
You don't have to, it's different. Different things. Different, it's fine. It's a beautiful place here. All right? You should really enjoy it. The amount of green space in Ottawa is nice. It's very, very nice.
Yeah, I like it here.
Yeah,
I love it here.
Yeah.
love that you can get fresh air 5 minutes outside of like the city center.
Yeah. A nice spot. So
when you walk downtown, it doesn't smell like ass.
There's always certain spots that smell like ass.
What's that?
I mean, there's always certain spots that smell like ass everywhere. Sure. Certain people smell like ass.
Yeah.
Just there's a small percentage of the world that smells like ass.
Yeah. Every day for 17 years when I worked in Toronto, I'd walk up Yonge Street and smell everyone's ass.
Yeah.
All of the asses.
Man, you maybe stop bending over and sniffing dudes' asses.
It comes from the sewers. It's gross.
The ass. Yes, sewers. All right, that's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, with a backlog of tests, we had 351 cases of COVID-19 reported yesterday. 10 more confirmed deaths in our province, unfortunately, led to an extension of the state of emergency here for another couple weeks. It will go longer. The Brewer Center continues to be the focus of COVID-19 testing in our city. The Ottawa Hospital Medical Director, Andrew Wilmore, says it's actually keeping a lot of people, potentially infected people, away from local hospitals, which is good. He does say if you actually have an emergency, you still should go to the hospital. Premier Doug Ford says Ontario could face a shortage of key medical supplies if the COVID-19 pandemic causes a massive wave of hospitalizations in the next couple weeks. Says the government is working to make sure more masks and other protective equipment are available for frontline workers. Canada's construction trades doing their part to make sure that the hospital workers have what they need. They're donating N95 respirator masks and other protective equipment to frontline healthcare workers during this pandemic, goggles, face shields, and any other gear they have so that they can protect themselves, which is nice because, as they say, we are all in this together. A few rain showers or flurries should end this morning, then should clear up. Kind of windy, high of 9 degrees, going down to -4 tonight, but tomorrow sunny and 6, and then Thursday cloudy and a high of 7. Right now it's 1, and that's the latest.
This is B-H-E-Z. Ottawa, home of the Biggs and Barr Show, weekday mornings, 106.1. Shea.
We got joke text coming up in a little bit, not quite yet, but you can start if you want.
Sure, 762-555, everybody needs a laugh.
Yeah, your best, worst joke, the punnier or more dad joke-ish-like, the better, because those are the ones Jamie loves. And whichever one he laughs at the most wins, and you get to be put on our wall of champions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you understand that.
Well, the gravity of it?
I don't know what a big deal that is to be on the wall of champions.
Well, that's, yeah.
How many people in your life, like, think about everyone you know, you work with, your family, everybody. How many of those people are on the wall of champions?
4.
Yeah, just 4.
Zero.
People.
Zero. None.
Yeah. Well, we have 4.
Oh, yes, no, I see. But personally.
Yeah, like you personally. How many people?
I know all 4 of them because I spoke to them.
Yeah,
but
okay. Not to you specifically.
But you looked at me and you said you.
Well, because it's making it personal.
I see. Okay, I won't look at you anymore.
Anyway, it's a good thing.
Yeah, all right, fine. You say so.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
He's really tickling the ivory there.
That is insane.
Were you going to say that?
I was going to say the exact same thing. Oh, wow, he's really getting a good tickle at ivory.
Yeah. But,
you guys are spending too much time together online.
I think we are.
Yeah.
I think we are. Hey, welcome to Joke Text. This is the contest where you text us your best, worst jokes, punny stuff, dad jokes, whatever, to 762-555. We read them to James, and whichever one he laughs at the hardest wins.
You ever wonder if birds wake up and say, I'm going to kill 2 people with 1 stone?
I can honestly say I've never thought that in my life till right now.
Which bear is the most condescending?
What?
A panda. Duh.
A panda. I get it. Sorry.
I didn't deliver that well. My bad.
What does the sign on an out-of-business brothel say?
What?
Beat it. We're closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you get a country girl's attention?
How?
A tractor.
Oh. Yeah, nothing runs like a deer.
Yeah.
What is Beethoven doing right now?
What?
Decomposing.
I got you.
He's probably already decomposed.
Yeah, long time.
Well, I get it.
What do you call it when a group of apes start a business?
What?
Monkey business. I said monkey. It wrong. Damn it. It's a group of apes start a company. I wrecked the punchline.
Monkey business?
It's a monkey. Right. But it's not actually technically true because apes and monkeys are true.
Yeah.
It's a lie joke anyways.
Okay.
Sorry.
Ran out of toilet paper, now using lettuce leaves. Today was just the tip of the iceberg. Tomorrow remains to be seen.
Yeah, I like that.
Pretty funny.
Current joke.
What kind of drink can be bitter and sweet?
What?
Reality.
Reality. Sure.
Reality.
It can be sweet.
Yeah.
Now remember, I just read these.
Yeah.
If Hooters closes and becomes delivery only, would they have to change their name to Knockers?
That's so ridiculous. That's so ridiculous, but also sometimes you gotta laugh.
And misogyny. Love it.
What do you call a naughty lamb dressed like a skeleton for Halloween?
What?
Bad to the bone.
So basically just stretch to say it like bad.
So many coronavirus jokes out there. It's a real pandemic.
Oh.
Someone's gonna get mad at that.
Yeah, for sure.
What would the Terminator be called in retirement?
What?
The Exterminator.
Exterminator. Yeah. He used to be it.
Yeah.
And now he's not.
Retired. So he's
yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
What do you say to spaghetti that is leaving?
What?
Pasta la vista, baby.
Oh, Jesus.
Why do bees have sticky hair?
Why?
Because they all use honeycombs.
Honeycombs.
Oh, I see.
Silly.
I got you.
I should have known.
I prefer to have my milk churned. It's butter that way.
Yes.
It is butter.
Butter was gonna rear its ugly head.
What do you call a computer mouse that swears?
Why?
A cursor.
That's really good. What's the most detail-oriented ocean?
Why?
The Pacific.
Okay.
Specific.
Yeah, the Pacific Ocean.
The Pacific Ocean.
Someone was killed with a starter's pistol today. Police think it may be race-related.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. Pick one or you want more? We got
no,
some more.
I think I'm good.
How can you tell it's a dogwood tree?
How?
By the bark.
Oh, by the bark.
Yeah, we were good.
I laughed the hardest, I think, at Beethoven.
Really?
Come on.
What is Beethoven doing right now?
Yeah.
Decomposing.
He's decomposing.
Winner. They go on the wall of contest champions.
Yes.
There you go.
We'll reach out and find out your name, and congratulations. Your name is now immortal. Or until...
Yeah, until they
get a new website
down.
And we get rid of the page because nobody goes to it. But it is there.
You can show your friends.
Yeah, okay.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The latest on The Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, they say it should clear up this morning. Still be kind of windy. High of 9 degrees today, down to -4 tonight. Backlog of tests has resulted in Ontario's largest number of COVID-19 cases reported to date. 351 cases reported yesterday. So, try not to panic. It was the backlog of tests that made it happen all in one day.
Yes.
So, not saying there aren't cases out there. It's just when people see a number like that all in one day, they tend not to look at the other factors.
The amount of cases there are compared to the ones that have been confirmed,
we'll never know. No, we'll never know.
Not even close.
Are most Canadians abiding by COVID-19 rules and say they do? Back the idea of fines or even jail time for people who don't abide by them by 92%. They said they wouldn't mind if more governments began using fines for those who do not abide.
There you go.
77% say they'd agree to quarantining an entire city if necessary. So, you just got to listen, man.
Yeah. If we all take these what seem drastic like measures now, but really aren't that drastic, except for, you know, not working, obviously, that's scary. It's the first of the month tomorrow. A lot of people are going to be worried about
that's
rent.
That's true.
Oof.
Crazy.
But, it's just do what you're asked, and we should be okay.
We have been highlighting some of Ottawa's best humans during this pandemic. Could be anybody. Small to large contributions. We're asking people to call the Dougie line at 613-216-3849.
Yeah.
Or go to 1061shay.ca and submit an email about it. And we have some people to highlight.
Yeah, starting to roll in. Pretty steady now. It's nice. What stories have we selected, Jamie? Which ones are we going to air here?
We're going to one about a lady calling in nominating her husband.
Okay.
Who works in the like the pandemic section of the Ottawa Police.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, here.
Hello, my name is Helen Harper, and I'd like to nominate my husband, Jamie Harper, who is the incident commander of the pandemic here at Ottawa Police. His team and him have been working tirelessly 7 days a week to keep our members safe, so that we can help all of you out there that need help. I also like to commend my section, communications. That's where the 911 calls are coming in. We're still coming into work because we want to be there for you and we want to be there with you. Remember, social distancing, self-isolate, and take care of each other. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's all very reasonable, you know?
Yes.
I mean, when I went out on my ride along with our police friend, Sergeant Shane Lebeau, I went up to the 911 call center office. And I mean, like, emergencies don't stop just because there's a pandemic.
No, they still have to work.
Yeah.
I saw a thing
like
about
regular emergencies.
Yes, regular
like assaults
stuff.
And robberies and all that stuff. They still come in.
I saw a press conference yesterday with military leaders. And like, well, what do you guys. What are you doing? Like, well, we're getting ready for if other situations happen.
Sure.
And, like, the world still continues. Like, what if there's a forest fire? What if there's, and everyone's sucked up into this COVID stuff? They need backup, right?
Yeah, so, you have to, like, the world doesn't stop just because there's a virus.
So thank you to the operators and to the police, obviously, doing their job out there.
Yeah, like, I mean, just having that experience of riding along that one night and just seeing how many people just walk up to police just to ask for help and not necessarily ne'er-do-wells or anything like that. Just people see the police as someone they can go to for help
Trust.
Or just even for directions or something like that.
Yep.
And like they're in constant contact with the public. So it's tough.
The most touching thing I've seen, but one of them is all these police forces around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounding hospitals and running their lights and applauding.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like saying, like, look, we know we have a tough job, but you guys are right in it right now. So, the services supporting each other, because there's always kind of like a little bit of competition.
Sure, there's always,
they take shots at each other for fun and stuff. Right. But to see them supporting each other like that is the amount of good humanity we're witnessing coming out of this. It's obviously you don't need to want an event like this to see it, but it is.
It's a little heartwarming.
It does restore the faith a bit, you know?
I can play another quick one here.
Sure,
it's a restaurant in Orleans.
Okay,
and they're helping out, but also it's another reason to go out and hey, maybe go buy something from these people.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The local place.
I'm just calling in regards to Ottawa's best human, and I think Jesse Brother from Meathead should be nominated for all the work he's doing in the community for the frontline workers. Thanks. Bye.
So I looked up Meatheads, and it looks delicious.
Okay.
And they went out and they're feeding a bunch of people at hospitals, like the people working and stuff like that.
Didn't they start like a GoFundMe or something for people to donate as well?
Yes,
to help feed food to frontline workers?
They've been promoting a GoFundMe for other healthcare people looking for the funds to get food for the frontline workers and stuff like that. So Meatheads in Orleans.
Yeah, check them out. And that's also along supporting your local businesses, too, whether it's just getting food for them or helping their cause. What do they eat?
I gotta go now.
You guys are talking about
delicious.
Yeah, it does look delicious. I would really like something from their menu right now.
All I do is eat now.
Anyway, be good to each other. And like you've said lots of times, Chris, remember the people who have gone above and beyond. Businesses, whatever. When all this is over, make sure you get back to them.
Yeah,
yep.
100%. Remember the ones that do the good work. Let's take care of them now and after.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I just... Their food looks amazing.
It does. It looks great.
I'm so hungry. Why am I always so hungry now? Why? Like, I'm so hungry all the time.
I know.
What is happening? How does that connect? Huh?
I don't know.
Where's the connect there? Why is it... Look, the world has to suck and you're
starving all the time.
You're a giant fat orca shut in. Why?
Yeah, no, it's true.
It's because you're bored.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I'm really not that bored. I have a 12-year-old autistic kid at home. I have like zero time to be bored, but it's okay.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
All of us in this world finding ways to keep busy. I had quite the adventure yesterday. I was too busy, probably. But myself, my son, and my bigger of my dogs, Louie.
Big Lou.
Big Lou, who is a giant, but he's a puppy, so he's a dummy. We go trail walking almost every day. Okay. Pretty much every day.
Yeah.
I will chew up a good chunk of the day. I'll find a trail that's pretty deep in the woods, maybe an hour away. And then we, whatever. Anyway, so we're out there yesterday. And because we're in such a remote area, I take Louie off the leash.
Okay.
Quite a bit. Nobody. Let him run around. Yeah. There's no one for miles.
It's the forest.
Yeah, I'm in the woods. He can run around and do his thing. And I'm also working on training him to come back when I call him when he's off leash and stuff. Great. Because he's still a puppy, right? So I bring up, you know, sometimes a pocket full of treats and whatever. So he's normally pretty good. Unless I do see people or another dog in the distance, he's still a puppy. He still gets excited, and it's hard to get him to listen then. Yeah. So if I do see people, I'm always on the lookout because then I'll put on the leash right away so I don't have to scream at him and chase him. Whatever. But there's nobody around. So we're walking. We come out of this through the woods in this opening, and there's a lake.
Oh, wow.
Really nice lake. Small lake full of birds, like, you know.
Lake or pond? Big pond?
Big pond. Okay. Yeah, to be fair, yeah, it's probably not called a lake, but whatever. Big pond.
A body of water.
A large body of water. Now, the ice, obviously, is on its way out.
Yes.
Right? Very thin. It's about 10 feet from shore, maybe 5 feet. Some spots it comes to shore, but it's on its way out. Louie, the big dum-dum, starts heading out onto the ice.
Oh, no.
I am screaming at him, like, get back out the ice. It's losing my mind.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He's never seen anything but winter. He's that young. He has not known anything but winter. So he's just like, oh, okay, it's a good point. And then about 20 feet out, he goes through.
Oh, no.
Through the ice.
Breaks through the ice. So I am freaking out. My son is freaking out. I start undressing. I'm like, I got to go get him. I got to get him. Like, what am I going to do, right? So he's hanging onto the edge of the ice.
Sure.
He couldn't get himself up.
He's a big boy. He can't get himself up. He's kicking. He's trying. And we just, like, stop. And then I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to stop. He's just going to give up, right? And then I'm done. And I'm not going home and tell my wife the dog drowned. So I am... I'm undressing in the woods. I took my coat off. I kicked my boots off. I took my jeans off. I took my socks off. I'm like, I'm not taking my shirt off, and I'm not taking my underwear off. No. I'll just be cold after whatever.
That would be terrible for the paramedics to find you like that.
Yes, it really would be. It really would.
Just all, you know what happens in cold water, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to go out like that.
So I'm like, the ice is thin enough. I can, like, where I was, there was no ice right up to shore. So I could walk out and then start breaking the ice and get to him, right? Because he's just hanging on the edge of the ice. In a hole. Like, he's still surrounded by ice.
Oh,
like,
really?
He's just gone through a hole, and he keeps... Anyways. Yes. So I start wading out. I'm at my knees, and he starts to try to get up again. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I still probably should keep going. I got thigh deep. I got mid-thigh deep in this frozen pond
enough
water.
To get your undies wet or no?
Yeah, the tip of my undie, just a little bit. A little bit. Like, I rolled them up, obviously. You know, suck them in your butt. And
see, if you wore underwear like mine, you wouldn't have to worry.
I know,
that.
I would have been fine. He pulled himself back up. He got up on the ice, and he starts walking the other way.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh. There was a point in a second. I'm like, maybe just let him go.
Hold on, I have a question.
He's obviously stupid.
I have a question.
Okay,
was it cold?
Yes, it was freezing.
You ever been in water that cold before?
Oh, it was cold.
Coldest I've ever been in is, like, other than getting a soaker, like full body immersion, like 53 degrees, which was basically just starts to make your whole body not be able to move.
No feeling.
Like, what you did was very dangerous.
I know.
Whatever, he's my dog, man.
I know.
So then I finally stopped yelling at him because he thought he was in trouble.
Right.
I said, it's okay, Lou. Come on, come here, come on, come on. So then he started to walk towards me.
All the while, you're still standing in the water.
I'm standing thigh high in frozen lake water, making sure my son doesn't try to join me.
Yeah. Cold lake water.
Yes. Shush. So he starts walking towards me. He gets about 6 feet away. He breaks through again.
Oh, no.
But it's okay because the ice broke in front of him.
Okay.
So
he can swim.
I convinced him to swim my direction.
He found out he knew how to swim.
Yes, he did learn how to swim. Yeah. And he did swim in my direction. Then I grabbed my collar and helped him on the shore.
And how many different swear words did you call him?
Well, I didn't want to upset my son. My son was already upset. There's some whispering, you stupid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Son of a.
And how many swear words on the car ride home? did you put your clothes back on?
Yes, I did. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you had to. You had to warm up.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be difficult because you were all wet and cold. I didn't know if you.
Yeah, but it was all, like I said, just a little bit on the.
How far away were you from your car?
Oh, about 45 minutes.
Oh, wow. So you had to put your clothes back on.
Yeah. It was a good walk back. Yeah.
You're a hero.
Not really. I didn't really. He figured it out on his own.
That's true.
I mean,
you were willing to be a hero.
I was, yeah. Of course. Yeah, no, yeah, my dog, man, if it's possible, I'm not going to let him drown.
Uh-huh. What'd you learn from this?
When there's a lake, put him on the leash.
Yeah. Good job, Chris. Well, at least you're okay. At least he's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's fine.
So it was pretty cold. I imagine it was cold in there.
It was. A little chilly. A little below comfort.
A little bit, eh?
Yeah. If you own a pool, you'd probably make it a little bit warmer.
Okay.
A couple degrees.
Good to know.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We address a conversation that's happening on our Facebook at the moment.
There's a conversation on our Facebook page?
Well, you answered somebody.
I did.
And they came back angry. So it wasn't even at us.
Oh, okay.
It was at TJ, because it happened during his show yesterday, the first comment. So you need to school your current announcer on what not to say about COVID. Some will take this seriously. Gargle with Purell, burn your clothes, not appropriate, not funny. You replied, humor is subjective. Have a great day.
Humor is subjective.
And he replied, my listening to Shay is elective. Grow up. Take this pandemic seriously.
I think we're taking it pretty serious.
Quite serious.
I think if any station is taking it seriously, it's this one.
Yeah.
You can still have humor inside of being, I don't understand why people, some people just can't divide any thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's all serious all the time or nothing. Why can't you be serious about your information but still have a good time around that? I don't understand.
I'll give you an example. I used to be a volunteer firefighter. I don't like saying it because they always...
Sounds douchey when
sounds
you say
douchey,
it, but you don't mean it to be douchey.
But
you're
I don't
just
mean
telling
it to be
story,
douchey, but just to give you an example. So we would go to a scene that was not great.
Right.
You know? And sometimes the way to deal with stuff like that, for a lot of people, obviously not the fellow who's messaging us, is to use humor.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you're not taking it seriously. It doesn't mean that you're not doing
your job.
A good job.
Yeah.
It's just a coping mechanism for people. And if you don't like it, sir, then don't listen to it.
Honestly.
Go listen to something else or read an article. That's up to you. It's all your choice.
Yep.
But to say we're not taking it seriously, piss off.
Yeah. Honestly. Honestly.
And can we say, though, let's be honest.
Right.
For that one guy, there's 1,000 great people listening.
Sure, absolutely.
Who've been laughing, who've been joining in, who've been involved in the conversation, who've been helping out, who've been telling stories of the good, best humans in Ottawa. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
It sucks that one guy can
the
make
The two main messages of this radio station since this has, at least over the last couple weeks.
Sure.
Has been, one, take this seriously. Here's what you do to take it seriously. Yeah. And two, let's celebrate the people doing great things in our community. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you? You pompous, arrogant ass. Honestly.
Yeah. Because we got another message from another person that said, can your station please lighten up on the authoritative tone and repetition of directions on what to do in this pandemic? Right. It's ruining the enjoyment of the station and the music big time. Now, you, sir, should probably take it a little more seriously.
Yeah. We're going to keep telling jokes. We're going to keep having a good time. We're going to keep giving people the information they need. And we're going to keep celebrating good human beings. If that is not on your list of what makes us serious, piss off.
Yeah, find something else then.
Piss off. Go kick rocks somewhere else. We don't care, okay? We don't. We have an amazing group of people in this city that listen to this radio station and celebrate each other and what we do, and we're trying to help as many of them as we can. You can go listen to something else. All right?
Fair?
Fair? Good.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Time now for... Auto what?
It is time for Auto What.
So we should explain a little bit.
Right.
Because we didn't do it yesterday.
No, we didn't.
Because in these times, we've been told, hey, we don't have prizing right now.
No.
Not even money.
No. To save people's jobs in the company, obviously, as companies lose money.
It's tight.
Yeah, things are getting tight everywhere. So they told us your cash for Auto What's got to pay somebody else's salary for a while. But we're like, yeah, of course.
So we thought about it. We thought, well, us and our boss, it was actually our boss's idea.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah.
He's like, well, why don't we just get a mystery box together.
Right.
So even we don't know what's in the box.
Let's be honest. We initially were like, what? What kind of idea is that? What do you mean a mystery box?
We're like, that's stupid.
What's in a mystery box? That's dumb.
But he persisted through our opposition.
And said that what it does is it allows us to pick an amazing prize somewhere down the road and award to somebody when we get them.
Which made sense afterwards.
But for now, because none of us know what's in it, we're just going to call it a mystery box.
So anyone that wins Otto what?
Wins the mystery box.
No.
Their name goes into a draw for the mystery box. Which is going to be amazing.
You know this radio station. You know the history of this radio station and the prizing they've done. You know it's going to be an amazing box. If one thing this station does is hand out amazing boxes.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
We need a contestant for Ottawa right now.
613-750-1061. We'll just take the first one.
Yeah, we'll take first caller.
Sure.
So how Ottawa works, if you don't know Ottawa, 5 questions. You got to answer them in 30 seconds. You can pass and come back, but you have to get them all in. And your first answer counts for each question. And we don't tell you whether they're right or wrong until the end. All right. Okay?
All right.
Ottawa.
Let's go. We got a caller.
For the chance at the mystery box. Hey, good morning.
Hey. What's up?
What's your name?
Jesse.
All right, Jesse, you ready?
I think so. Okay. I've never played.
Well, it's just 5 trivia questions, okay? Again, you can pass if you don't know and come back, but you got to get them in 30, okay?
All right, let's go.
Good luck.
Okay, your time will begin after I ask the first question. What U.S. state is the Tiger King Joe Exotic from?
Louisiana.
What notable thing was Napoleon Bonaparte buried without?
Pass.
What classic rock musician who is the only person inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times turned 75 yesterday?
Pass.
What does the 19 stand for in COVID-19?
The 19th strain of the virus.
What sea battle was Mark Antony defeated in by Octavian in 31 BC? Okay. Obviously you didn't win because you passed on a bunch.
Your time's up, buddy.
Thanks, Cole.
But thanks for calling.
Stay safe. Clean. Yeah. Stay clean.
Yeah, wash your hands.
Stay safe.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, let's go over his answers. The sea battle that Mark Antony was defeated in by Octavian in 31 BC was the Battle of Actium.
What a dick question. Yeah.
Softball.
In COVID-19, it means the 2019 year of origin.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The classic rock musician in the Rock and Hall of Fame turned 75 yesterday, Eric Clapton.
Yeah, yeah. 3 times he's
3
been
times,
inducted.
Yeah.
Solo, Cream,
yeah,
and the Yardbirds, right?
Right. I don't know. Cream? I didn't look it up. You gave me the question.
Yes.
Yeah. What notable thing was Napoleon Bonaparte buried without? Anyone? His penis.
His penis.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
What? Wait.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How's that? How do I not know that? How's that not?
Right?
How's not a thing? How doesn't everybody not know that? Why?
And the U.S. state that
just move over
the Tiger King Joe Exotic is from, obviously.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Yeah, that's great. Why was he buried without his penis?
Well, I don't know, because
he fell off.
He died in, exile, right? He was exiled and he died, and then they cut it off. And
Why'd they cut it off?
And some people bought it, and then it got passed around, and now it's probably worth.
Is that true?
Yes.
Because you come up with the questions. So I don't even know if this is true, if you made it up. I'm going to have to take your word for it.
I'm looking it up right now.
The last time it was bought was in like the 1900s.
What do you mean it was bought?
It just goes around. It's been in a jar?
Yeah, it's been going around.
Really? What a legacy.
And now someone has it and they're never going to get rid of it.
Okay, here. It says people have been fixated on his penis since his doctor.
He wasn't.
Allegedly cut it off during his autopsy in 1821.
Yeah.
He didn't die without it. They cut it off.
I didn't say. I said he was buried without it.
They gave it to a priest in Corsica.
Yeah, yeah.
It was not properly preserved. So now it just looks like a little piece of jerky. Like,
Yeah.
Poor guy. Like that. People are like, look at this little guy, penis.
Maybe that's why everyone says he was so short.
Maybe.
He wasn't actually that short.
Yeah, I guess
pretty
not,
average.
But he's just looking at his back then.
Yeah.
Right, good times. Well, so that person did not qualify for the mystery box.
Sometimes you don't get the bounces, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll do it again tomorrow. You could qualify for the mystery box.
Big old box of mystery. You know what's not in it? Napoleon's penis.
Yeah.
Well, that will not be in the box.
Someone texted it in, Shay, the home of amazing box. So they get it.
I mean, yeah, they're on board.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
We've been highlighting some of Ottawa's best humans.
Yep.
During this pandemic. Could be anybody. You know, small contributions, large contributions. We've been asking people to call us on the Dougie line at 613-216-3849. Or even email us from 1061shay.ca.
Website. Now, to be clear, when you hear something like that, you immediately think frontline workers, and so do we. Could obviously, an, yeah. Some of the best humans
out
anybody.
There.
But it could be anyone doing anything for other human beings above and beyond.
And we have a few highlights, right?
Yeah. Here's one.
Hi, I would like to nominate my daughter, Haley Lynn Montroy. She works for the Mission. She's been putting in a lot of hours because she's a good person. Anyways, I'd like to nominate her. Thank you.
Great.
Great.
Good stuff.
A service that's going to need to be done. Yeah. It might,
absolutely.
Unfortunately... Sounds awful to say. Like, could be ramped. Like, could be more people using it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awful.
More people using it. Obviously, they're not getting the protective gear because they're not, you know, top of the list. So, good on you. Thank you.
And here's one that these people often go unthanked.
Okay.
On a regular basis, I would think. Gail from Tim Hortons.
I would like to nominate Gail from the Tim Hortons on Innes Road and Sayreville. She works tirelessly every day. She remembers everybody's order. She even knows my voice, even if I haven't been there for several months. She is always in a good mood, and she's always willing to help in any way that her customers need. She's just a wonderful person, and I just wanted to leave that message. Her name is Gail, and she's one of Ottawa's best humans.
Look at that, eh? Just a real kind soul doing a job that they probably never thought was going to be dangerous, but now is, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And just being sweet to everybody on the way through. If you are mistreating anyone in the food industry or the service industry right now, if you're mad at anyone, like, you know, someone working at a grocery store at a Tim Hortons, that they're out of something, or they're doing something,
should punch yourself in the face.
You probably should punch yourself in the face.
Yeah.
Like, hard. Like, really
punch
hard.
Punch yourself in the face.
Okay? They're making minimum wage.
Yeah.
Risking their health to get you your third roll of cinnamon buns or whatever you're pissed off about that's not there. Relax.
I gotta say, my drive-thrus have decreased in the last little bit, but the ones that I have been through, the friendliness that I have seen coming from the inside to the outside has been amazing. Like,
well, that's
it's
good.
Like they know the tone of people going through, that everyone's nervous, and like I'm talking from teenagers up to senior citizens who are still working, and you know what I mean, and I've seen so much. You know, sometimes you just go through and it's like, okay, yeah, have a good one.
Sure.
It's been so overly friendly now because I think everyone can sense. It's a weird time. Yeah, everyone's nervous.
I try to fire as much kindness back at them.
Oh, yeah.
And they seem very appreciative, too.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Be safe, man. Take care of yourself. Oh, thank you, sir. You know, just be kind to each other, okay? So if you want to enter your best humans, you can do so.
Yes.
On our Dougie line.
Yeah, or you can, that's 613-216-3849. Or you can enter via 1061shay.ca. Now, this sort of
you have an email. Do you want to read the email one after?
Yeah, well, we can. I mean, we can do it now. I'm not going to read the whole email. It's like
super
long.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So yesterday I was perusing Reddit, and I found a picture of a sign that someone had put outside the Ottawa Hospital General Campus. It says, "Thank you, TOH superheroes," right?
Right.
So it turns out lots of people knew who put the sign there. It was a guy named Mike Herzog. Now, Mike also went on the Shea webpage, and he nominated his wife.
Oh, wow.
His wife, Genevieve, who works at the General Hospital. And I might ask him if I could just post the letter because he says it's very long.
Yes.
But it's very important about how difficult it is for not only his wife, but coworkers not doing their job.
Yeah.
But having to witness what they witness.
Right.
in there.
Yeah.
She's like an occupational therapist, and it's not just like emergency room doctors. It's, you know, hospital porters. It's respiratory therapists, physiotherapists, kitchen staff, nurses. Like, everybody is all there. They're all in the same environment. They're all getting to see these things. And he's putting a sign up. He's trying to do his best to put a sign up every day outside the hospital.
A different sign.
A different sign.
Wow.
To encourage them as they go to their really arduous job.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So he's hoping other people might do that as well. So,
oh, okay. So you put the letter up. I don't think he'll mind. He wants
I don't think so. Yeah, I would probably. I think people should read the letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll throw it up on the Facebook page?
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
Okay. So it'll be on the Shave Facebook page. You can read it. Lots of good out there, man. Let's celebrate it, okay? We're going to get the bad news. We're not denying that there's bad news.
There's lots of bad news.
We're not denying it's not going to be hard times. But let's keep focusing on the human side of it, the kind side of it, and I think we'll be all right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Higher.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions. We'll answer as many as we can.
762-555.
Are your contests for just regional listeners of all of Ontario, nationwide, etc.?
It depends on the contest, I think.
Yeah.
Because of like laws, like lottery laws and stuff like that. They're usually only just for like the province. So I know some people in Quebec get upset because they can't win lottery, stuff like that. But that's not us. That's the government.
Yes. We're outside of our control, man.
Yeah.
What's the strangest thing you've ever witnessed while driving?
I witnessed one time a woman who was threading her own eyebrows. You know when they
really?
Yeah, like using the thread to pluck her eyebrows. Yeah. Like it was at a light, and I looked over, and there she was just threading her own eyebrows. I'm like, that is
stationary, though. Not, yeah.
I didn't see her after that, but, I mean, there was traffic around. It was like morning rush hour.
The thing, one of the images I remember forever was a crappy old, like, Toyota or Honda, small little car. With four clowns jammed in it.
Amazing. I've seen that.
And the clown driving was smoking. Like, he had a cigarette in his mouth. And I was like, that is awesome. That's great. I'll never forget
that. Heading to a gig.
Yeah. what sport have you tried that you suck at?
Ooh. Well, I'm not great at basketball.
Yeah, I've seen you play basketball.
Yeah, you're not good at all.
You're not the best at it. You're not the worst, but you're definitely not good at it.
Like, I imagine if I applied myself, I could be a passable family picnic player.
For sure.
But I don't. I don't even like it.
Games?
Skateboarding.
Oh, true. Yeah, that's true.
You went through the phase during the skater years.
I sucked at it.
I'm terrible at it.
It's always a little too heavy and too big.
My balance was just off.
It's not a big man game.
The little guys
were not a big man game. No, the weirdest thing I found out that I really sucked at was, because I've been skiing, it's like a walk basically, right?
Yeah.
And there's not a skill that I'm afraid of. I put on a snowboard when I was like 20.
Oh, totally different.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got this. I broke my hand the first run. Like, I never put on a snowboard again. I was like, that's dumb. Stupid snowboarding.
Wakeboarding. Wakeboarding's real tough after water skiing for so long.
Have I gone crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. No, that was maybe. Maybe.
Sitting alone in your, you know, tiny apartment. Nowhere to go. Not even with a balcony.
I feel bad for apartment folk right now.
Yeah.
I was going to be maybe a little too serious. Speaking of apartment folk, a lot of people renting and stuff right now.
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow, first of the month. Today, they're calling today the first rent day since this has happened.
Yeah, since people have been told to stay home. And
we don't got you financially, but we got you emotionally. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, there's
nothing I wish we could just pay everybody.
Yeah,
that'd
be great. They did say that they weren't allowed to evict people.
Of course.
During this coronavirus outbreak. But, I mean, how long does that last? And that's nice to say, but then there are some landlords. Not everyone is like some overlord who owns everything, right? Some people actually have mortgages and use that rent to pay their mortgages.
Yeah.
So then they aren't going to have to go to the bank and say, listen, I have renters, but I can't pay my mortgage because they can't pay their rent. And then hopefully the bank will help them out.
Yes.
But I could say
the trickle effect is crazy.
It's not just one thing that happens just because someone can't pay their rent, right?
And you hope the banks are stepping up like they sort of kind of half-assed promised they would. But
I have heard some people that went and got
like
got
case
some
by
help.
Case.
Like you don't have to make record profits this quarter.
Yeah.
Big banks, you don't. You know, Most people are worried about feeding their families and getting kicked out of their homes. You could not make record profits. Yeah, this
like
court.
There's
that's it.
Crazy. I've always had a decent experience with the banks, and even recently it was unrelated to this issue or anything else like that. But like the dude at the BMO in Canada,
sure.
I think his name's Scott. We sat down, had to go over a whole bunch of things. What a helpful guy.
Oh, I'm not talking about frontline people that are like working as tellers and financial advisors. They don't make the rules.
Yeah. No.
And they're still out there in, you know, possibly getting infected by people coming in.
Yeah.
No. This isn't a knock at anyone in the front line. These are the guys who sit in the gold offices 200 floors up.
I forgot to mention that when it happened. Yeah. Like, it was a totally, the issue is not important, but like, it was, there was like a paperwork thing or something like that. And he actually took the time to sit in there past opening hours because it went that long and just went like the extra mile to do that. So Scott, I'm sorry, I forget your last name, dude, but you were really helpful. Thank you.
Well, look at you being a nice calling out a dude. We have one more question. It's really important.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Who would win in a fight, Joe Exotic or Guy Fieri?
Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic.
He's got a lot of guns.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri would be so out of breath so quickly.
Yeah.
Similar haircuts, though. Like
very similar looks.
The dyeing of the hair and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think I agree. Joe Exotic, for sure. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
Thank you for tuning in today. We appreciate it. Don't forget, we're looking for Ottawa's best humans. You can nominate somebody. We'll highlight them and discuss their good deeds.
613-216-3849. 216-Dougie.
Yeah, it's our answering machine. You can leave it there. Or you can go to the Shea webpage, and it's right on the front page. You can do an email form of entry. Okay?
You should go to our Facebook page, too, the Shea Facebook page, and read the letter that Mike submitted about not only his wife, Genevieve, but also the other people that work at the the hospital and what they're going through. You should, it's not all positive, but it is, the message is positive.
Yeah.
You know, it's long.
But hey,
it's
good. Whatever.
It's worth a read. Yeah. What else are you doing? You're staying at home doing nothing.
Yeah. It's not like you're not going to be on the internet today. So why don't you read something positive? Okay. Thanks, everyone. You too. Be safe today.
All right. You too, man. Don't fall in any, or don't go swimming in any lakes.
Yeah. I don't plan on it.
Yeah. If you missed that story, listen to our podcast later.
Yeah. It's quite the adventure. I had another adventure the day before, too, but didn't share that story.
I know. You're afraid to share it. You're embarrassed.
I am a little embarrassed. Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about it sometime down the road. Right now, though, some Red Hot Chili Peppers. You have yourself a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.